Welcome to the podcast of St. Andrew's Community United Methodist Church, a loving, caring, overcoming community of faith where our mission is making disciples of Jesus Christ.
Welcome back to our St. Andrew's podcast. We're so glad that you have joined us today as we're in this series called Understanding Lent. And if you were with us last week, you know that we talked about what is Lent. We talked about the historical significance, how it became what it is today, how it started out a little bit different than what it is today. And the church has helped it to evolve over the years, but it is something that's been very lasting. It is a practice and a part of our liturgical calendar that is very meaningful for us. And so we want to help you understand it better so you can fully appreciate the meaning of it, but also experience that incredible meaning for yourself. So as we looked at last week, what is Lent? We are now looking at a new question. Why? Why do we have Lent? And in studio with me today is our senior pastor, D.A. Bennett. It's so good to have you here. As always, how are you?
Stephanie, good day to you as well. Mm-hmm. I'm doing great. I'm having so much fun doing these podcasts.
It's fun.
I love the opportunity to hopefully answer some questions that maybe people have and they just never thought to ask, but also to hopefully give some helpful things in discipleship. And
yes.
And again, I would just say right up front where we ended last time, if you have questions about Lent or feedback you want to give us on these podcasts, please go to the website saokc.org, standrewsokc.org.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find my contact information, Stephanie's contact information. We'd love to know.
Yes.
You know, how we can do this. So I'm doing well. Thank you. Sorry, that was a long answer to a short question.
That was a great answer. I'm excited. Tell us more about, since we loved understanding what is Lent, tell us a little more about why we do this.
You know, I think this is such a good week to answer that question and deal with that question, because Lent actually started March 6th. So it's actually already started.
Right.
And maybe some people didn't know the answer to this. Maybe they thought, I can't do this because I really don't understand it, and I want to make sure my heart and my head are in the right place. And what I would say is, good for you.
Right.
You know, I mean, you're thinking about this, you're working through this. At the same time, I would say it's not too late.
Right. Even though
Lent started with Ash Wednesday, it's still not too late to observe some kind of discipline. And I think it's a great question that people ask about, why should I do this, you know?
Yes.
And when I think of this, one of the first things that comes to my mind is, at least for American Christians, probably true some other places too, but most definitely in our culture here in America, the idea of self-denial, of sometimes discipline, is really countercultural to what we believe here in America. I remember growing up as a child, there was a commercial. It was probably on during football games because it was actually a beer commercial.
Oh, yes.
And it would say, you only go around once in life, so grab all the gusto you can. And today, I think that is communicated in a different way, but it's the same idea of YOLO.
Right.
You only live
once.
And it's the idea that you have to do it now and don't delay. I mean, our culture really seems to be a culture of indulgence. And of course, one of the ways that we really see that is far too many people, far too many families live with incredible debt. And I'm not talking about the debt for your mortgage, for your house, or where you live, but primarily credit card debt. Because I have that card and I can just get what I want now and I can pay for it later. And it's the idea that I can indulge myself. And so when we think about self-denial, you know, that may seem odd. People probably ask, why should I deny myself those things that bring me pleasure? Why should I wait? I mean, the opportunity is here now. It may never come around again.
Right.
And I think it's really a pretty limited way of looking at our lives.
Definitely.
It does not offer a longer-term vision for how we live. I mean, you have any thoughts?
I just think that is so good for us to be thinking about, because we get so wrapped up in what is normal for us, mm-hmm. and culture can kind of grab its hands around us, and we don't even realize that it has because we're so ingrained in it. And I think you're so right that this idea of self-denial goes against really everything that we hear from our culture around us. So I just think that's really great. So how does that lead us into a place where we can practice self-denial, and why would we do it?
Right. And again, I'll also say sometimes it's not just countercultural in our American culture. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's countercultural in the church.
Yes.
That, I mean, certainly don't want to name any names, but some will come to mind for some of our listeners, you know, mm-hmm. the whole idea of the prosperity gospel.
Right.
You know, I don't have to wait. I can mm-hmm. have it now. Mm-hmm. And when I think of self-denial, there's always one go-to verse. I think there's several in the Bible, but
yes.
kind of my go-to verse is Luke 9:23, and the way that reads in the New International Version, and it's Jesus talking,
yes.
and he says, if anyone would come after me, mm-hmm. he or she
right.
must deny himself or herself mm-hmm. and take up their cross daily and follow me. Now,
wow.
the reason I love to quote that out of Luke is the only one that says daily. The other gospel writers, when they write it, just say, take up your cross and follow
right,
me.
Right, right.
And so I like that Luke is saying discipleship is an everyday
yes.
activity. And so, when
good.
I think of self-denial, this is what Jesus calls us to. And I think that really, obviously, we have to be honest with the text of God's Word.
Right.
It's not just about giving something up for Lent.
Uh-huh. You know, yes.
Jesus is talking about more than, I'm going to give up soft drinks for 40 days.
Right.
Or I'm going to give up chocolate for Lent.
Mm-hmm.
What Jesus is talking about is denying our wants.
Yeah.
Denying our dreams. Mm. Denying those things that are often a part of who we are,
right.
So that, not just to say you can't have them,
right.
but we deny ourselves those things so that we really can focus on what is this mission God has called us to in
right.
our lives, and what is the vision that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, some people will take their Lenten discipline even mm-hmm. farther. If they're going to give up soft drinks, for example, let's say somebody goes to Sonic during happy hour and gets a Route 44 cherry limeade,
right.
not naming any names.
You don't know
but,
anybody that
but
does
I've,
that,
I've
right?
I've seen myself do that a time or two, and I go during happy hour because they're half price.
right.
And all you Sonic employees, y'all don't owe us anything for
That's
this.
Right.
But, you know, it may not be a Sonic drink, it may be a Big Gulp.
Right,
it could be
anything. A chai latte from Starbucks.
And so they'll say, don't just give that up, but take the money that you would have spent
right.
on that and give to the poor.
Yeah.
Because that's a way of focusing on the mission that Jesus gives us and this vision that he has for us. So
yeah. I just appreciate that so much. I appreciate you bringing that verse to us because I do love the part where it talks about daily. There's something extremely powerful in our DNA that causes us to fight this battle between what we want.
Indulgence.
And, yes,
yeah.
between indulgence and self-denial. But the interesting thing that I think is also a part of who we are as God's children is that we find extreme fulfillment in the practice of setting ourselves aside, putting ourselves
right.
in a sense last, but putting God first. And you know, that's what I love about the entire ministry of Jesus. It reinforces
yes.
that,
yep.
you know? And I love that. And so even when we do the things that seem insignificant, even when we give up the chocolate for Lent or we
right.
give up the Coke for Lent, which really is not super significant.
Doesn't sound like a big sacrifice.
Right, it really doesn't. But there's something in us that when we practice that, it allows us then when we have to practice it with something greater to have a greater ability to do it. And I think that's really, really important and special because it gives us a glimpse of what it is like to be like Jesus.
Right, and I love how you said that. You said it much better than I did about it helps us to put Christ first.
Uh-huh.
And that's really what we're
yeah.
trying to do because so much of a Lenten discipline, again, we're thinking, what did Christ give up for us? And this is mind-blowing, you know, that Christ put himself last to
yeah.
make humanity
yes.
first. That each one of us Christ was thinking of us and the forgiveness of our sin and the release of our bondage to sin and shame and guilt so that we might have eternal life.
Yes.
And so this,
and willingly did it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And which, again, is a great word because whatever our self-denial is, whatever our discipline is, we ought to be doing it willingly.
Yes.
And honestly, maybe it shouldn't always be enjoyable. You know, we talked on the last podcast about fasting and how, you know, we feel those hunger pains. You know, maybe it's not supposed to be pleasant, but gosh, that is just so temporary.
Yes, it is. You're right.
It is so temporary.
You're so right.
So, you know, back to the question of why do we observe Lent? How does this help me to know Christ and grow in relationship with Christ, hopefully going in mission with Christ? Number one, I think it's countercultural. Number two, I think Jesus calls us to self-denial. Yeah. There's actually a third thing that I think of, and that is the observance of a Lenten discipline. And I want to call it a Lenten discipline as opposed to just what are you giving up, because not everybody gives things up.
Right.
Is it really does give us that intentional focus on a relationship with Christ. You know, how does this help me? It helps you to intentionally focus on a relationship with Christ.
Yes.
The discipline can be giving up something that we love. Soft drinks, chocolate, chips and salsa, you know. Maybe we even fast for a few days, because as we experience our desire for these things, it ought to turn our thoughts to Christ. I mean, whatever a person's beverage of choice is, if you're like me with your chai latte.
Yes, I have it right here.
There are times that I just think, man, a limeade would be so refreshing right now. It would taste so good.
Yes.
And I begin to feel that flavor to quench my thirst.
Yeah.
And I've willingly denied myself that. Jesus, what do I need to hear from you? Jesus, what do we need to share?
Yes.
So the discipline of giving something up can be very good. But the other thing is, a discipline can also be taking on something every day. There was 1 year for Lent that I made myself write in a journal every day. I don't write in a journal. I know you have a prayer journal. You're faithful that way, and I admire people like that. I'm just not very disciplined that way myself. So for Lent, I made myself do that because it wasn't a regular habit. And literally, there were times I would be laying in bed, go to sleep at night, and I'm like, I forgot to journal. And I would have to get up. And, and again, it's like my body is saying, sleep, rest, refresh. But I'm going to deny myself that so I can invest myself in this journal. And, and what do I need to write down, and what do I need to say? Maybe some people, that I think if somebody wanted to do this, this would be a good one. Maybe they would say, you know what, I'm real good at reading the Bible. I'm real good at praying. I teach Sunday school or lead a small group. I do all those things we've talked about with Discipleship Pathway. But I'm not real good at acts of charity or service. And so maybe during Lent, one day a week, you're going to take 2 or 3 hours and you'll go minister at Skyline Urban Ministry, or you'll go to Regional Food Bank, or you know, work with our ministry here of feeding the homeless. Maybe that's an observance you do.
I love that.
But again, it's not just doing the act. It's doing the act, but how does this help me focus on Christ?
Yes.
I had a good friend, 1 year I thought this was a great one, was for Lent. He said he was going to sit in silence, and I would say it was silent solitude for 30 minutes. It's not like he was sitting around with his friends not doing anything. He was going off by himself to be alone with God. And he would take his Bible with him.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes he may have had a journal or something that if God spoke to him, he wanted to write it down. So, again, it's the intentional focus.
Right.
Whether you're giving something on or taking something up, giving something up or taking something on, it's how do we do that. And I think the purpose of a Lenten discipline is we have this short period of time, this 40 days, not counting the Sundays, where we focus on Christ's sacrifice for us. I mean, at Christmas, we know the habit. We exchange gifts with people. It reminds us of the Magi who had the tradition, started the tradition of bringing gifts to Christ.
Yes.
At Easter, we celebrate that glorious reality that life has conquered death, that the grave is not the final resting place for the faithful.
Praise God.
And so Lenten disciplines are helpful to teach us life is not just about us, which again is a very counter-cultural idea in America, where we have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Yeah. And I'm certainly not against those things.
Right.
But ultimately, when we give our lives to Christ, they don't belong to us anymore. Mm-hmm. They belong to Him. Mm-hmm. And so how do we join in His mission? How do we find ourselves focusing on His vision? Oh, yeah. I'm starting to preach. So
I preach, brother.
You want to bring something in here?
Well, I just think it's really good, especially when you were talking about taking something on for Lent, because and really helping to draw us back to the reason why is to draw us into a closer relationship with Christ. And one of the things I just want to touch on that may speak to some of our listeners is that, you know, in the church, I feel like we have gotten away from helping people understand that God does speak to you.
Right.
God does reveal Himself to you. And a lot of times we will think, oh, yeah, you know, God reveals Himself to me through the sunrise, or the beauty of the day, or the smile on somebody's face, which I would not negate at all. Yes,
exactly,
God does that.
Exactly.
But at times we shy away from this idea that God can, in fact, speak to you. It may not be the way I'm speaking to DA right now, but He does have a way of communicating with us. And in Lent, it's a great opportunity for us to sit and be still and to start to understand, how do I hear His voice? And I've always thought that hearing God's voice is kind of like working out a muscle. You know, when you first start working out, sometimes it's painful and you don't always see results right away, and you're not very strong.
And when you're sore the next day, you just want to quit.
You don't want to stop. Yeah, exactly. You're so right. But with hearing God, it really is the same way, that it may feel uncomfortable at first, and you may wonder, was that really Him or is that just me? But the idea is, you got to keep doing it. You got to keep listening. You've got to keep making opportunities for Him to communicate with you, and you're going to get better at it. You're going to get better at understanding and hearing. And
exactly.
That's what I love about Lent.
And I was going to say, and the great thing is, you're not committing to doing this for the rest of your life.
Very true.
I mean, in essence, what you're doing is you're focusing on this for a short period of time. It's long enough that perhaps it does become a habit.
Yes.
Ongoing spiritual discipline that helps you grow in relationship to Christ. But other times it's like, I'm going to do this. Okay, wow, that really was tough. That really was a burden. I need to focus on something else more. And, you know, when you're sitting there talking about, you know, hearing God's voice, I'm like, yeah, that's one reason that, again, reading the Bible during the season of Lent is so helpful. You know, there are a lot of devotional guides people can use, and they're always going to bring Scripture, because Scripture is how it's God's Word. God speaks to us through that. That's why there are those occasions that we encourage people, listen to Christian music. God will speak to you through that.
Yes.
And hopefully then, as we continue to grow and mature and really seek this God that we've never seen and never touched, that somehow, whether it's an internal word in our thoughts, we learn to recognize the voice of God. That's
We do.
One of the things Jesus said, my sheep recognize, I'm the good shepherd, my sheep recognize the shepherd's voice.
Exactly.
And that becomes so helpful to us.
So one of the things I was thinking about a second ago when you were talking about the not having to do this for the rest of our lives, but it does help create a habit. I was remembering a story you told me about the first thing that you gave up for Lent. Do you want to share that? Because I thought it was interesting that by the end, you didn't really want it anymore.
Exactly. And and so here's what I think we need to do with that. I would love to share that story.
Okay.
Let's share it next week.
Next week.
Let's give away some trade secrets.
Okay.
You know, so what are some things people give up, and what was the result of that, and how do you make the decision? How do you know what you should give up? So we'll just offer a little tease
our
listeners.
Okay, I like
that,
it. I like it.
Next week, unless y'all send us some questions that are much more important,
that's right.
we'll start sharing some of our thoughts of what this means for us and how this has helped us in our faith.
Sounds great. So, friends, thanks so much for listening today. I hope this has been helpful for you as we are discovering how to understand Lent. And today we talked about why we observe Lent. So I hope that it's helpful to you in your faith journey as you're on the discipleship pathway. And friends, don't forget that we always want to see your face here on site at St. Andrews. So come and visit us anytime. Sunday mornings, our services are at 8:15, 9:30, and 10:50. We're also online at Facebook Live and YouTube Live at 8:15 and 10:50 every Sunday morning as well. We are thankful for you. We're thankful for your lives, and we hope that you will be blessed.